Welcome back. This is where the nation's biggest conversations begin. My name is Irene Lasso. Now, one has a right to freedom of speech in this country, but what you don't have is the right to abuse this freedom to spread lies and cause harm. Well, today, the anti-hate speech debate in this country seeks to raise more cautiousness about positive usage of the internet. And Defy Hate Now campaigners are cautioning the lies traveling as fast and apologies not. Well, joining us on the show this morning for the discussion on how and why not to share lies and what are the responsibility of the ordinary citizens is Marina Modi, Defy Hate Now campaign communications manager, and Kim Otor. Good morning, ladies, and it's good to have you.
Good morning, Irene.
Yes. Good morning, Irene.
Yeah, and now I'll just go to Kim Otor. Firstly, why is the idea of free speech making us very uncomfortable?
Well, because free speech is most likely being abused. As much as we define that free speech, meaning you can say whatever you want to say at any point, it also restrains us that as much as you want to say what you want to say, you have to make sure that you don't get into the irritation of the other party.
Right.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's why we have to be very careful when you are talking what you're talking. Always mind other people's business.
Mm.
Mind what they will think of what you're going to say.
Right.
Yes.
Right. Thank you so much for that insight, Kim, there. And now going to you, Marina Modi. There's this quote, I mean, it's a tagline this morning.
Yeah.
Lies travel fast and apologies don't. How do you determine lies from facts and who gets to decide?
Well, who gets to decide the facts or the lies will first of all go to the person who posted it.
Right.
People post a lot of things online and they have different intentions for posting them.
Yeah.
When you talk of a fact, we are talking about something that has happened. We are talking about something that many people know of that has existed, maybe physically or like it has witnesses. But when we talk of lies, of which rumors also follow the same category, we are talking about information that maybe somebody has felt, maybe somebody has thought of, but in the actual sense it did not happen, it doesn't exist.
Right.
So this kind of information, usually it is something which bears some conflicts or it bears some very sensitive element of being very exciting. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. So it's usually exciting. And when somebody shares it, it goes so fast because it is something that usually has something to do with human interest. It has something to do with human interest. And so for this reason, it travels fast. And also sometimes it's about people who are famous, people who are known, or a topic that is really very current or something that people want to know about but they know little about.
Right.
So people really want to know. And others will take it as a truth because they have seen it. They have little information about this very same subject. But because somebody has posted something about, this is reality, this person posted it, maybe that is it. Or they actually don't use the maybe, they say that is it.
I know.
I have seen it.
Right.
But then,
and in most cases there are pictures to support it. I don't know what the sources are.
Well, there are, like in a previous show we were telling about how you can identify whether the source of this picture is really authentic or not.
Right.
And some pictures are really authentic, okay? Like something really happened in somewhere. Another country, somewhere.
Yeah.
But then somebody will bring it and then put it to say, this is maybe somewhere in South Sudan.
Right.
So there are tools, yes, to verify that. But when it comes to text or when it comes to audio messages and all that, the only way to know whether it is a reality or not is to follow these incidences and find out, like, they are always true sources. Like, okay, somebody says there are clashes in South Sudan. A lot of these things have been happening in South Sudan, especially after 2013, 2016 and all that. And people would be in panic, oh, this is going to happen. Pack up your things, close your shops, close your doors, don't stay out late. Because something is going to happen. The situation is not good.
Right.
So, yes, you'll find people panicking and they will end up maybe leaving their homes, running away. But at the end of the day, nothing happens. And then you ask yourself, what exactly happened? that was a rumor. Somebody thought of something that was going to happen, and it shared the panic, and it ran so very fast. Who doesn't want their safety? We all want our safety.
We all do.
So people will end up panicking, and all sorts of things happen. And yeah,
right,
that's it.
Wow, thank you so much, Marina Modi.
Yeah,
well, Kim, what is the harm in lies circulating on the internet? Like we've heard from Marina, these things are actually happening. And if you do use the internet, which I'm sure most of the young people are using, I mean, what is the harm of these lies circulating on the internet?
Well, we all know lies sometimes just create, most of the time it creates fights among ourselves. It creates insecurity while there was no security in the first place. Like, for example, if you remember about 2 years ago, there was a rumor about our president.
Yeah.
And the panic was happening.
It was real. Yeah.
Shops were closed. People running to hide. Others were booking plane ticket to get out of the nation. You see? Mm-hmm. So this is one of the main effects of lies. And also within families, even like the family setting. Let's say there is a new member in the family. We'd call them maybe a bride. And then people start talking lies about her, like she doesn't know how to do this, she doesn't know how to do this.
Right.
The next minute, conflicts start within family.
Sure.
And the next minute, it goes out. So it becomes a family and a family. And the next thing we know, people are not agreeing. People are not on the same page anymore. So lies basically causes more insecurity, it causes conflict. It's just... I don't think lies is a good thing.
Right, indeed.
Yeah.
It's not. I don't even buy that. Well, Marina, just moving on to you.
Yes.
I mean, this is going to require more practical examples here. Hate speech and lies make people less human. Just share with us some concrete examples of situations that have been crippled by lies that you may have come across or you may have even heard of.
Okay. These are very sensitive situations.
I know.
All right. Well, I'll start going a bit by like the impacts of lies. It causes psychological impacts on the people who listen to them. And sometimes, like for our case, it's very traumatizing. Okay. So, a situation or an example of what of lies and how it affected was I think this was way back in 2016 when there was this whole situation of I wouldn't want to give this particular one.
All right,
because yeah,
is there another less sensitive one?
Usually it's mostly sensitive, very, very sensitive. All right. Let me just say the situation where I'll just go back to the issue of the president. I'll give that because one I don't want to also reiterate the hate speech issues.
Yeah.
So when people said the president had passed on and all this panic that had been going, and a lot of things were happening, chaos here and there, and you have people from outside in the diaspora community calling, what are you doing in the country there? Get out of there. I mean, the situation is so bad. You cannot see it. We are outside, we can see it. You're inside there, you cannot see it the way we see it. So it was really something that was heavy on me, and I'm like, okay, we've been running for all these years.
Yeah.
For how long will it be? But let's wait and see what exactly is on the ground. And then it turned out this was actually not a reality.
Yeah.
And thank God he came out to say, I'm here, I'm alive,
yeah,
and all that. So, that was something. But otherwise, if I just said, okay, yeah, this is the situation now, people are seeing it, and you know, sometimes the foreign offices or embassies, they'll issue these security alerts to their citizens, and then others will also want to share, you know, the embassy shared this and blah blah
so
blah.
It is confirmed, it's concrete.
So yeah, okay, that is the assessment according to them.
Yeah.
But we as the nationals, we also know what is on the ground. So sometimes it's better to sit, wait, and see whether it's a reality or confirm confirm. Like some of these...
Don't you think it's better to be safe than sorry?
It is better to be safe than sorry.
Yeah.
But where you can confirm, like this was something that can be confirmed.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
This person is... There's an office.
Yeah.
For like to verify whether somebody's there or not.
Mm.
So that one is something that, yes, it can be confirmed. There are other things that cannot be confirmed. Yes, that is true. There are some things that cannot be confirmed.
Mm.
But this is where it requires a human being to use their instincts to judge. Mm. We just need to be alert so that at times people are not playing on our minds.
Mm.
People are not using the situation that we are in.
Yep.
To their advantage.
Yeah.
But we need to sit, analyze, and know what are the right actions to take at that particular time.
Right, and Marina Modi will get back to that particular point there. Well, Kim, I will also, later on you'll come and jump in on the same question here. Kim, there is a strong desire to protect the country and the people from harm caused by hate speech. Today we are talking about dangers about lies. Well, whose role is it to police lying fictions?
Well, as you said, it's the role of everyone to make sure that the country is safe and we are all
protected.
Protected. Mm. Well, it starts with you and me. And then, of course, there is the policymakers. And the policymakers. Like some countries, we all know that hate speech is started in the European world,
mm.
where it has even gone to the constitution. You'll be punished if you speak hate speech of... spreading lies
right.
on other communities or mm. other people. Like now in the West, in US, if we, for example, if you talk of black, a black person has the right of going to court and saying that I've been spoken
ill about.
Mm. Yeah. But now in a country like ours, freedom of expression has its definition. It's there in the constitution, but hate speech, it's not there.
Mm-hmm.
There is no definition of hate speech. And what could be done if you're found speaking ill of others? What's there is when you talk lies, you could be sued for libel.
Right.
Yes. But the punishment for hate speech, it's not there. So for now, it's the work of you and me
okay.
to make sure we mind what we are posting about others.
Mm-hmm.
We want to see a peaceful South Sudan.
Right,
we don't want to see a fighting South Sudan. So let's start it. And probably our policymakers will come and look into this. And
indeed. And yeah. Marina, would you like to jump in?
Yes. This is a responsibility of every single individual, especially us who are educated.
Mm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The education that we receive is supposed to help us to make a better country, to make a better place that we live in.
Mm.
So usually, yes, educated people are respected because they are supposed to be having knowledge
mm.
and they're supposed to be civilized. But when we look at the people, actually, why I say educated is like when we try to assess the occurrences of hate speech and blah, blah, blah,
mm.
these are people using English. And if somebody uses English, at least
they have
ever stepped to
yes.
school
yeah.
and they understand.
Mm.
So we should use this education in a right way and help the country and not use the knowledge. Yes, we know how to use social media. We know how to type texts mm-hmm. in English, so we should not use it against us, but we can use it for a positive purpose and to build the country.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. If you just joined us, you're listening to Radio Mira, and this is a Mira Breakfast Show. My name is Irene Lasu, and with me in the studio is Marina Modi and Kim Otor, and they are the Defy Hate campaigners. They are cautioning citizens to guard against lies, and when we come back, they give us tips because apparently we have citizen journalists, and it's okay to always disseminate and gather information, but what kind of information best suits the internet? We'll be right back and we'll be getting the tips right after the break.
You're listening to Radio Miraya, the voice of peace.
This is where it begins, Monday to Friday, 7 to 9 a.m. Miraya Breakfast Show, the best way to start your day. 101 Miraya FM.
Indeed, this is the best way to start your day and your morning. This is a Mirai Breakfast Show where the nation's biggest conversation begins 4 minutes past the hour, 8 a.m. Well, one has a right to freedom of speech in this country, but what you don't have is a right to abuse this freedom to spread lies and caution harm. And to come and enlighten us on this topic is Defy Hate campaigners, and that's Marina Modi, Defy Hate Now campaign communications manager, and Kim Otor. Ladies, it's still good to have you in the studio, and as we continue, what tips would you give a group of citizen journalists using the smartphones and who want to gather and disseminate information today? I'll start with you, Marina.
Yes. So the first tip, smartphones are really smart.
Right.
And we can do a lot of things. Please, do not share lies. Pictures can be manipulated to suit a particular cause. Please refrain from that for the good of the community, for the good of the people. Yes, you're allowed to make jokes. You're allowed to come up, like, you can play around with your own pictures to show, say you're maybe in UK when actually you're somewhere in one of the villages. But please, when it has information that can incite violence, when it has information that can cause provocation,
right,
among a certain community. When I talk of a community, the word is a tribe. In South Sudan, we use tribes. So there can be several communities. Let it not be against a particular tribe. Let it not be against a particular gender. Let it not be against a particular religion. Please, please, please do not share lies. Why we say that is because when you share these lies, it will take, like, it's just an instant. Somebody sees it. Oh, this is, look at this. And they share it. But even if you come and post the apology, people might not share the apology.
No, they may not.
Unless you're a very big politician, that's when people pick interest. Oh, he apologized. Oh, she apologized. But if you're a common citizen, nobody's going to be interested in the apology. But the damage has already been done.
Right.
Please do not share or manipulate information, pictures. And when you don't know something, don't post it, or at least in your text, say you're not sure. At least say you're
it's
not sure.
Yes, enough.
We are hearing.
Yeah.
Okay? But please do not say this is it when actually you don't have the facts. Yes, there is nothing that will be used to punish you for sharing those things, but there are people who know you. And they will remember so-and-so share this, or you somewhere in your name. And for those who use fake accounts on social media, there's a lot of things that is actually happening right now. If you've been following the Mark Zuckerberg incidences and having to explain how these channels are being used. In the near future, yes, though somebody's going to say our freedom of expression has been limited, if we abuse the freedom of expression, then something is going to be done to limit it. So let's take the responsibility before somebody else takes the responsibility of limiting our freedom of expression.
Right. Thank you so much, Marina Modi. Now, Kim Otor, what tips do you have for our citizen journalists?
Okay. Being a journalist, and I know that you've gone to school, you've done the course, and there's something that we are taught. It's called ethics of journalism.
Right.
And some of them are like being transparent, being authentic, non-biased. So if actually you could use this on the social media to avoid all the confliction that is going on, and I think this is one of the things I could tell the journalists, please use the ethics of journalism that you're being taught on social media as well.
Right.
And something else, we could use social media for peace. Let's use it responsibly. Let's share peace messages. Let's share good communal deeds. And let's avoid always rushing to spread their fake news.
Sorry, somebody needs an operation. Can we mobilize resources to support somebody?
Yeah.
I mean, developmental ideas.
Exactly.
Right.
Or there is a communal child that has been opened and they need some funding. Can we do some charity work for them? Such things could actually build the community. Don't always be quick to write, so-and-so has passed on.
Right. And Kim, there's something you said there that is driving me to this million-dollar question. Do you feel that lies have contributed to the situation we are in this country?
I would say yes. Yes, I'll say yes. Why? Let me support my yes.
Yeah.
If you look at social media, some of the people who are spreading all these things that's going on, they're South Sudanese in diaspora. Most of them are not even within South Sudan.
Right.
And they hear from there what is happening, and the next minute they're sharing.
Yeah.
All over social media. Mm-hmm. And you on the ground, you see that is happening. You're like, you know what? You're the one who's causing my community to do this to my community.
Mm-hmm.
And on the ground, it boom.
Right.
Becomes something else.
Right.
Yeah.
Marina, do you agree?
You know, when it comes to rumors and lies, sometimes they say there is an element of truth in a rumor or a lie, which is actually true.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So somebody can see a true situation and then manipulate it in a certain way, and then that is the result that ends up being a lie. Has lies contributed to some of the worst scenarios in South Sudan? Yes. And by the way, when you quote, people were complaining, the president is saying social media has
chest the people.
That is not a reality. To some extent, there is a truth in that. To some extent, people have misused social media and they have caused panic in some areas. And yeah, it's not 100% social media, but social media has contributed.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. So now we're running out of time. Finally here, what could a good regulatory framework for controlling lies look like?
Wow. I hope the human rights activists.
All right, I'll go with Kim then.
Oh my God.
Well, so a good regulatory framework for people to control lies. First of all, this approach calls for a self regulatory framework, because if that negotiation for maybe the laws to control or regulate the telling of lies, it would take a while. But for somebody to check themselves, check that you have the facts, check you have the facts, accurate facts, and you have to check that what you're reporting or whatsoever you're writing does not spread hate speech. It does not incite people against others based on certain criteria categories. And you check that whatsoever you're posting, you're completely like you have sources for them. If so-and-so said, let it be so-and-so said, and let it really, really be that so-and-so said, not what you think.
Right.
And if you're writing opinions, please don't sensationalize. Like trying to put your own interest in it. I think this is it. I think that is how it should
be. And don't be part of the story.
Don't be part of it.
Yeah.
At least remain objective.
Yes.
But then when somebody sensationalizes, then it becomes something different.
Right.
Somebody else is going to get aboard the emotions.
Right.
And the last, which is not the least, please do not rush. When you get information, do not rush to publish it. I know we all want to have the scoop. It's not only in the media, but also in social media. Like, everybody wants to be like, I'm the first to know this information. I'm the first to post about it. Then other people will copy and share from me.
Right.
But take your time and make sure you have everything intact, so that by the time, assuming you're called to testify, you have all your facts, and you yourself, you will be safe. And that is a sole responsibility as an individual. Nobody's coming to hold you accountable in the actual sense, like according to the law, but you as an individual, as a responsible citizen, this is a responsibility that you can take upon yourself.
Right.
And when sharing, do not trust everything you see.
Don't trust.
Please verify first.
Right. And the say a word is enough for a wise man. Thank you, Marina Modi and Kim Otor, for coming and sharing these insightful and very helpful information. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Irene, for having us.